Who's what do you call people who do those?
Same ones that do the wedding.
Okay.
In our case.
Yeah.
And the Baptists and the Methodists and the Presbyterian, it's probably the same people. Mm-hmm. That's how they make their extra money.
What about the place where you have to do the preparations for the, you know, the person who died to, you know, get them ready to be buried?
What do you mean? How about it?
What do you call them? What do you call such a place?
Funeral.
Okay. See, that's, I sound like I'm beating around the bush, but see, I don't want to tell you what you call it. I just want you to.
Funeral home and morticians.
Okay. See, that's exactly the. And if I beat around the bush, then you can tell that's, I'm seeing if I can get you to say something without telling me what to say. but that's just part of an interview like this is getting names for things. What about other jobs around here in town? I mean, the sort of religious jobs or the morticians. But do you have, what do you call people who drive the ambulance around here?
Are you talking, which kind of ambulance are you talking about?
Well, you tell me if there's.
Well, you've got 911, that type of ambulance. A lot of times you would call, if they come from the fire station, a lot of them are firemen that are working as EMTs.
Okay.
They drive those. And the ones that's independent type of 911, like rural, metro, rural, that's EMTs. Now the ones that drive the ambulance for the funeral home would just be, they might be morticians that's driving the hearse to the funeral or going somewhere to pick up a body or whatever. Mm-hmm. That's the only ones I know of that drive ambulances.
What about policemen? I mean, you mentioned firemen, but what are there names for policemen or for women who work?
Yeah, there's a lot of names for policemen, I'm sure.
Well,
depending on whether you've been called or not.
Any that you care to say?
No.
No? All right, see?
They are what they are.
Nothing,
they're policemen. They do
nothing other
a job.
Than,
they do a good job.
Officer, and yes, sir. No,
mm-hmm.
sir.
Mm-hmm. I understand. What about people who pick up the trash in the city? Are there, you know, what do you call them? And again, we're just talking about
sanitation workers.
Okay.
Sanitation engineers. Well, I guess it depends on how high they go in the chain.
Well, that
whether well, engineer or worker.
It's all a matter of what people call them around here.
Yeah.
That's all. I'm not. You know, this is not a test. It's not. You know, it's just. These are when we put Roswell on the map with other towns in Georgia or with in the whole country, then people have different names for these things.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's just why I bring
yeah.
it up.
Yeah.
Let's switch back and you can tell us different kind of stuff. Tell us about the home that you grew up in a little bit. Maybe give us a tour. You know, if you walk up to the house, what did it look like?
Well, the one I lived in the longest, I guess, was a five-room frame house. I'm talking about wood siding on the outside. Two bedrooms, one bath. Living room, dining room, kitchen, front and back porch. Built in 1945. And we lived there quite some time. And then my mom and dad sold the house